Congressman Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District, a Democrat in office since 1997. I know that you've really been concerned about people who go hungry. I think a lot of us don't really remember in our thoughts every day that there are such people who really have, and many of them, who really go hungry. Their kids go hungry. And you've just done a walk.
Yeah. Well, look, the issue of hunger and food insecurity is one of my passions in Congress. And I spent a lot of time, on that issue. And it really bothers me that in the richest country in the history of the world, we have tens of millions of people who are hungry. There's not a single congressional district in America that's hunger-free. And hunger is in urban areas, it's in suburban areas, it's in rural areas. And quite frankly, there is a role for government here, and unfortunately that role has been diminished over the years. You know, people on SNAP, which used to be called food stamps, actually are getting their benefit is less today than it was in 2013 because of cuts that Congress made. So food prices haven't gone down, but we've lowered their benefit. And so people can't survive on that benefit, and they end up going to food banks and food pantries. And so on the Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving, I took part in a 42-mile walk.
Wow.
Sponsored by this guy, Monty Belmonte, who's a radio personality in Northampton on WRSI, The River. And on Monday we walked from Springfield to Northampton. We began in the food desert in Springfield. The food desert is a place where people don't have access to a supermarket, where they go to these little small stores where there's not any nutritious food or fresh food. It's very expensive. We began there, walked to Northampton, and then the next day we did a 26, 27-mile walk from Northampton to Greenfield. And we raised over $150,000, which compared to last year, we only did it one day last year. We raised $66,000, and it was a great feeling that we were able, that the community responded, but then you have to put it in perspective, and that is we need to be doing much more, and charities can't do it alone. We actually need policy on the state and federal level to respond to this, and you know, this is a solvable problem. We need to fix it. And we all have a role to play, and but I was glad that the community responded in such a positive way. It made me proud to represent the 2nd Congressional District.
Now, Jim McGovern, when you talk to your colleagues in Congress, particularly the Republicans who reduce these levels of support, do you ever have a sense of what allows them to sleep at night?
Well, I think they justify their vote by somehow forcing themselves to believe that everybody who's poor, is poor because they want to be, or that they're lazy, or that they don't want to work. And as I remind them all the time, let's talk about the SNAP program. The majority of people on that program are children, senior citizens, and people who are disabled. Of those who can work, the majority work. So the real question is, how is it that you can work full-time in this country and still earn so little that you qualify for SNAP? You know, we ought to be figuring out ways to help people, be able to not have to rely on public assistance. And one of the ways we do that is you make sure work pays. We shouldn't be subsidizing these, big fast food companies and these big other companies that pay their people lousy wages, and therefore they have to qualify for food stamps. So we ought to figure out a way to encourage them to actually pay a livable wage. That's one of the ways you get people off of the program. But in Washington, there's been a concerted effort to demonize poor people, and it is really unconscionable because I've lost count on how many people that I have met at food banks or at food pantries or people who can't afford to put food on the table. These are good people. These are people, many of them who are working, as I mentioned, who are trying to do the right thing, but can't, make ends meet. And, there is a role for us, in government to provide a safety net, if you will, to make sure that nobody goes hungry. You know, there's a cost to hunger. Kids who don't eat can't focus on their studies in school. Their immune systems are compromised. I've been to emergency rooms where I've talked to people, doctors who have talked to me about senior citizens that have been admitted to the emergency room because they've taken their medication on an empty stomach when it says take with a meal because they can't afford their medication and their food. Look, hunger, food ought to be a right for every person, not only in this country but on this planet. And I don't know why that's such a controversial and radical idea in Washington, but for some reason it is. And we could solve this problem. Hunger is a political condition. I mean, we have the food, we have the resources, we have everything, but the political will, and we ought to force that political will to happen down here so we could actually end hunger once and for all.
Well, you say hunger is a political condition. I couldn't agree with you more. I think were everybody who were on the lower end of the economic spectrum to come out and vote, because clearly this is something to agree with, you would have a different situation. But those folks who should vote, because it's in their self-interest to do it, I know you're not going to like this. Don't do it. How come?
Yeah, I mean, because I think some people are overwhelmed with life. It's hard work to be poor. I mean, I'd go out of my mind if I didn't know whether or not I could put food on the table for my kids tonight or tomorrow night. I mean, it's just the difficulty of just getting through the day, can be overwhelming. I wish everybody, who could vote, voted. I think this country would be would be moving in a very different direction. But, but that's just the reality. And convincing people that elections do matter, especially when a lot of people are in really, tough circumstances, can be a challenge. But you're right. I mean, look, if everybody out there who could vote voted, I think we'd be a much more humane and we'd be a better country as a result of it.
You said something earlier which is fascinating to me. We only got a couple of minutes, but I did want to talk about it. It's something we see all around in challenged neighborhoods, and that is what you called a food desert,
right?
Meaning that you can't even find a place to go to buy your groceries because it isn't worth it to the people who are running those conglomerates.
Right. And that's, a very common, especially in a lot of our cities. Again, we began in Springfield in a neighborhood that is a food desert. So the people there who have limited, budgets to buy food end up having to go to these smaller stores where they don't have fresh fruits and vegetables because there's no place for refrigeration. They don't have fresh meats. And everything they do have, the prices are higher. Because, they don't have the ability to stock their shelves with a large abundance of a particular product. So the poorer you are in some circumstances, the more expensive your food budget is because of where you live. And we can fix that. There ought to be supermarkets. There ought to be affordable food available to everybody who needs it. And, we in the Farm Bill, we actually put some incentives in there to help try to deal with some of the issues like food deserts. But, we need to do much more. This is all, look, I've been asking the White House for 8 years now to do a White House conference on food, nutrition, and hunger. We ought to have a plan in place to not just manage hunger, but to end it. And I think this is something we can do. And we get some smart people, in all walks of society who have a role in this. Let's get them all together, lock them in a room, come up with a plan, and let's implement this plan. And let's do something important, not just for, the people who are struggling, but I think it also shows our humanity. And I think that's why I thought it was important to march. I'm frustrated that we're not doing enough down here. So, you got to do something. And if it takes, 42 miles a 42-mile walk to get people to respond, then it takes then do it. And I think if every member of Congress did a 42-mile walk, and we all raised $150,000. The $150,000 will provide close to 500,000 meals to people. That's significant. But we all have a role to play as we get to the as we're trying to push our government to be better on this issue.
Well, you're a hero, Jim McGovern, as far as I'm concerned. Thank you so much for doing that. Because
my wife thinks I'm crazy, but that's another story.
Our wives always think we're crazy.
Yeah.
So that's really great. When we come back the next time, let's talk foreign policy, okay?
Okay.